So first time in the history of Formula One podcast, two men in bikinis, one red and one black, are doing this.
I am not going to respond to that.
Oh, come on, Yakun, I'll be a sport.
Well, if we were in Monaco, we would have people wearing those clothes. But hey, I'm wearing race overalls and a helmet.
Listen, we've not been invited to the Grand Prix. We have to wear this. We might just get somebody's attention.
Fine. If you say imaginary, I can imagine people in bikinis around, but not me.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, it is going to be a thong, that race. It's going to be very different. It's going to have some different tires. The Monaco Grand Prix previewed by Kunal Shah and RJ Rishi Kapoor here on this blog. Kunal, tell me, first time super soft tires coming, how many laps do you think they can do?
Let me actually give you some bit of data, which you of course read along with me. Pirelli said the soft tires will do 50 laps.
50?
Super softs, I don't know, could be 15, could be 18, down to track temperatures.
I'm
down
exactly
to,
thinking 15.
I don't know, yeah, I guess 15, 18, maybe 20 if Button pulls it off, I don't know.
How many laps do you think happen in the Monaco Grand Prix?
78 laps.
78 laps. So that just gives you that little edge, that little window that someone might just attempt a one-stop race. Who do you think it'll be?
The only name that comes to my mind is Sergio Perez, but I don't think it's a one-stopper. It'll be a two-stopper and everyone else being three. You could also very well see people doing four and a few doing three, but it's going to be a great race.
Yes. Hamilton is not one. Raikkonen is not one.
Schumacher's not one.
Schumacher's not one. Weber's not one.
Massa's not one.
Oh God, Massa's never going
to
win.
Come on. Give it to him, man.
Okay. We'll give it to him. Massa, you're a nice guy, so we're sticking to that.
And if you say Raikkonen is not one, even Grosjean has a car which is capable of winning and he's not one yet.
Oh God. And the people who've already won can win another Grand Prix.
There's too many people who can win, basically.
So who do you think is your best chance?
If you were to ask me, repeat winner, Vettel or an Alonso. But somewhere I have a feeling it's going to be Maldonado as a repeat winner.
I was thinking and praying you'll say that name, because I'm getting a feeling they're going to run out of wheel guns to replace tires on his car.
They're probably going to borrow some equipment from McLaren is what we've read.
Steal some if required.
But, you know, if they manage tire temperatures and tire degradation and fluctuations in temperature, I think they're going to pretty much be up there as well.
Talk about Mercedes. Mercedes said temperature's going to be lower. We are going to benefit. Do you think it's going to happen?
I would guess so. We've seen that in China, lower temperatures. They were pretty much unbeatable. But I'd like to see the other Mercedes-Benz of Michael Schumacher do something.
Oh God, he has a penalty, but I think he can do something with the strategy. Knows the circuit inside out, has won 5 times on Monaco. But I've heard he's going to be replaced by De Resta. Might be this season as well.
I don't think it's going to be this season.
I hope not.
I guess I personally see him
renewing his tenure.
I think he's going to stay back a couple of more years till such time he really becomes a contender and proves that, you know, he can beat these young boys who've come by.
So one guy who's not proving anything, his name is Felipe Massa, and there are a lot of people rumored to replace him. Let's start counting.
Number one,
Weber.
Number two,
Button.
Perez. We even heard of Paul de Resta.
And you also told me about one more name, the young driver.
Jules Bianchi.
Yes, also rumored very strongly.
The guy who, of course, performed really very well last year and didn't get a seat this year.
Adrian Sutil.
That's correct. He was there in Spain in the paddock as well. Some very good pictures. Always good to see him. Great bloke. I think, 6-7 drivers?
Let's not forget, Jenson Button does not have a contract at the end of this year. He's still trying to negotiate.
So does Hamilton. But do you think a Hamilton and Alonso will pair together?
Just want to see that. I am so dying to see that. Having said all of that, Kovalainen and Caterham have said that they have a good chance in Monaco to do something nice.
What next do you have to discuss?
Absolutely. This is not a blog for unimportant people. So we shall go back to Karthikeyan. He's going nowhere, brother. He really needs another booster in that car. He needs NOS in that car.
Yeah, he needs all the support from us as well. I mean, my heart goes out to him. He's a great driver.
Superb.
He's been a great support. And I think somewhere, you know, I just hope he keeps doing well and he brings his stakes up again.
What's with every team saying, oh, we have a better chance in Monaco, we have a better chance in Monaco? Why does everybody keep saying that?
Because I think ultimately it's about teams taking the time to understand tires and, you know, the temperature band of the tires. And somewhere or the other, maybe data is indicating that they've cracked it, and we'll know only on Thursday if they've cracked it. Actually, no, on Sunday if they've cracked it.
Absolutely. Monaco's a different circuit. It's different so much that Friday it's closed. The entire practice session happens on Thursday, and then Saturday the qualifying and the race. And post the race, you'll find Rishi Kapoor and Kunal Shah talking about it, and also making a note or two of a few girls wearing the bikinis. Actually, Kunal,
I'm just interested in the Formula One racing, mate.
Oh God, you're so